It's 8:56 and 16 degrees. It's time to check in on the commodity markets. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Sunny Morton, Illinois. Yay.
Yes, sunshine indeed. We got sunshine in the weather. How are the commodity markets looking so far?
They don't look quite so sunny. The corn market's down anywhere from a penny to 2.5 cents. Beans down 2.5 to 4 cents, and the wheat down about 2 cents. Not a lot of news out this morning, noon fresh news, but at 11 o'clock we are anticipating USDA to update their data. And on the domestic side of things, we're looking for slight declines in corn ending stocks, bean ending stocks. And on the world front, looking at maybe a little bit of a decline in soybean production in Argentina, but more than made up for that with Brazilian production. Without much news here, it's pretty amazing that the bean market has showed as much strength as it has this week, moving from, 10.17, the first of the month, to yesterday's high at 10.59 3/4. Pretty amazing. Did add another sale to unknown destinations of beans overnight. The trade's really been looking for a lot of the export business to head south, and that's not been the case yet. There are ships waiting to load beans in southern Brazilian ports. The backlog is not very long, however. On the meat side of things, we're just doing the opposite of what we did yesterday with the cattle showing some strength, some bulls spreading here with the April cattle at 115.07. That's up 30 cents. The March feeders are 72 cents higher. And the Feb hogs are the only month that's showing a gain right now, with the Aprils down 47 cents. We had a big day in the meats yesterday, big outside days down in the live cattle. Looked like a pretty tenuous situation. The Fed exchange was a little weaker than what the trade was looking for on the cash side of things. The outside markets are showing good strength in the metals and also in the crude oil. We're up back up over $53 a barrel in the nearby crude at $53.12. That's 78 cents higher. The dollar this morning, Brian, is a little stronger in the spot month. The March is down about 5 cents. We're still sitting just about at par, not moving much over that. Everybody is going to be watching 11 o'clock to see what USDA doles out. And again, the trade's looking for better consumption in both the corn and bean side than what they've seen recently. Just a little update. March corn's 369.5, down a penny and a quarter. Dece at 396 is down a penny and a half. March beans down 2 3/4 at 10.56, with the Novembers at 10.24 3/4, down 3.5. The new crop July wheat is trading a penny and a quarter lower, 4.54 3/4. The meal is going to be a real key on whether the beans can hold some strength. We had a good day up in the meal yesterday. It's a little weaker today, down as down $1.70 to $2. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We heard her report on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.